you, and that's all.
Okay. Okay, then we should start. Well, thanks for all for coming for this first session actually on what we are calling Africa-centric session during this ECCAN 47 in Durban. I'm Pierre Danginou, and I'm the Vice President for Africa. And what we are going to do here is we are going to spend close to 90 minutes to do a few things. We would like to briefly report on the Africa strategy which was developed last October, and we start implementation in January. So I'm going to briefly report on the 6 months of rollout, and then introduce some of the idea we are having, and then we're having work sort of action plan and the next project we are thinking about. And then, of course, Ray, who is a board member, who is also one of those who assisted and supporting this alongside all our other board members that came with us in the Mauritius to, develop this strategy. He's going to have some insight. He has his own way of pushing us to do those things. We'll also be going to talk about, some sort of partnership around this Africa strategy. And then we slightly change. Then we are going to hear from Alain Aena, who is going to report on a specific project we have on the NSEC Roadshow. And all this in 30 minutes. And then we are going to spend the next 30 minutes to on our roundtable for the DNS, CEO, registries, roundtable. That's where we really want to build kind of platform of discussion around the registrars, but also take away some concrete, action that I would like to be put on our action plan. And then the last part of it is going to be for the Africa Domain Name Awards. We organize something like that, and it's going to be first time we want to hand over, these awards to recognize those registrars that certainly doing well, but also that we need to encourage. So that's basically what's going to happen. And there we was. So we do have a few minutes. I know we are a bit late, but I'm going to quickly run through these slides. Okay.
There you are.
Thank you.
You just forward.
Okay. So thank you very much, Nancy. And this is about what ICANN does, actually. ICANN linking us, point-to-point, communication here. Introducing the new season, a few points I wanted to show you. The multi-stakeholder policy making, we'll be talking about this again the whole week, but I'm going to dwell on the Africa strategy itself, then the action plan, and then concluding remarks. This one is the multi-stakeholder, the way we create policy within ICANN, and I just wanted to show that this is surely a multi-stakeholder job that we are having governments, business, civil society. We are dealing with security issues. We do have registrar. We do have engineering, community, numbering. Also, it's an ecosystem. And no one really does it all. So it's really a collaborative work. This is kind of illustration of what I feel that the Africa strategy could be at some point. It has to be based on this sort of model. New season, we've been hearing Fadi talk about this new season. And what does it mean for Africa, definitely? In 2012, ICANN initiated this kind of form of new engagement with its stakeholder. And for Africa, it actually transpired into a few things. One of them was this Africa strategy, we call it. The idea came up there in Prague, and then therefore we have an African working group that really makes sure that we incorporate, the expectations from the community. We went through questionnaires, surveys, and then discussion, and then we came up with this strategy. We have a very strong sort of, I would say, objective, which is, in fact, capacity building in Africa. But capacity building, in fact, to make Africa a real market, because that's what boils down, you know, this thing. I will also say that this strategy is in line with the African Minister's Declaration. Those who were in Dakar, I think 42nd, in fact, is it in Dakar, Senegal, you remember the African minister in charge of ICTs have a special meeting. It is a pre-conference event, and they came up with a communique. This communique has 12 points. In fact, there was 12 questions that they were putting to the board, and they wanted, you know, ICANN to react to that. But it actually boils down to ICANN's presence in Africa, but also about African effective participation into ICANN. This is definitely what it was about. Of course, we did have detail about, you know, L-Hoots, you know, about, you know, the ANA function to be in Africa as well. So many, you know, different things that I will not be touching on. But all of this is available on our website. So, therefore, we developed a three-year strategy for Africa. Like I said, it's about capacity development. But the African community was quite clear on that. Building capacity was definitely about, you know, making Africa a market. But why? Some of the reasons was that, okay, people noticed that of the 1,930, you know, requests or, of accreditation that we had, that only 17 came from Africa. But of the 17, in fact, most of them were coming from only one African countries. So out of 54, you know, countries, you know, so there was something to be done. Either we didn't really communicate the way we should have done, or, of course, people could not really meet some of the specification or criteria, financial barriers, for instance, being one of them. So definitely the idea was, well, let's work towards, you know, creating much more awareness, you know, around this this business. So that's why you see that the strategy is mostly about that one. There was a leaflet that has been circulated that really shows, you know, the strategic objectives, you know, the project we are in. We do have key measures to see whether we are making any progress. And so the document actually elaborates on what we did. And you have special priority projects that we had, you know, in which really, I'll just read some of them. I mean, domain name roadshow, it had already started in January. Alia is now is going to report briefly on that after we have spoken. We are looking forward to adding, you know, more countries, you know, from 8 move to 16 countries to be covered by this special project. Yeah, we have planned for this incubator program. The African really called for that. How do you really make that the younger generation actually understand this this sector and then invest on those? So we thinking about this incubator program. Nothing quite specific, but we are certainly going to commit, you know, some studies to really know how about, you know, how do you really establish this sort of incubator. There is the whole issue about, you know, data in Africa, statistics. So ideas are around about, you know, this observatory of domain name, you know, market in Africa. We would really like to partner with, I think, ISOC, FTLD, for instance. They are ready for that. And the others, you know, AFNIC, I think, would like to be doing this. We will commit some resources on that as well so that we do have this observatory. Of course, we need to continue the outreach, especially to the African governments. So we are going to have a very important program to actually outreach to the African government, but of course the regulators and all of the academia and civil society. The idea is to deepen engagement, you know, with Africa, but we want to be doing this in a much concrete way. We did have a very interesting meeting in Addis Abeba, and I'm very happy to say that that was, in fact, the first time that African registrar and registrar were really, you know, talking to each other, and they came up with whatever issue they were facing. It was quite interesting. action plan, what we started from January, I've already cited a few of them. I'm thinking that, okay, for the action plan for the financial year 14, we'll be expanding the DNSSEC roadshow, you know, program to now 16 countries. This study on domain name market in Africa, we would like to be conducting this one. We want to formalize and roll out an exchange program with global DNS leaders. Some of the registry have already agreed to work on that. On this, we would like to be sending, you know, people to learn the job and then come back and do it properly. And, of course, we want to implement ICANN's own strategy about engagement with government. Well, we will, of course, contribute to regional and continental internet governance forums that are taking place, and ICANN voice is being heard, and at least to what role we are playing in this internet governance. We want to contribute to assessment of this study on African CCTLDs, which is something which is already on the pipe, you know, with FTLD and ISOC as well. And then outreach to African regional economic communities, definitely, and targeted countries we want to visit. Briefly, in conclusion, and to let Ray continue, new season for us in Africa so far has been an increased participation of African to ICANN and the presence of ICANN in Africa. Staffing-wise, I've been appointed as vice president. We are now well in advance in recruiting two kind of stakeholder sort of managers, you know, for Africa, and I think that's certainly in one month's time that will be happening. So definitely, we would like to be covering, you know, all this region of Africa, so that we are able to be closer to the community. So basically, these are the plan we have, the action plan, and then. We are calling for partnership, you know, and also this is supposed to be, it's the African strategy. This is not ICANN strategy. ICANN is supporting this, definitely, but it's about African who has designed, you know, their own strategy, and they would like to be having more partnership within Africa, of course, but also from outside Africa. So these are my things I would like to share with you. I'm ready to respond to any questions. And also welcome Fadi, who just arrived.
Sorry.
It's okay. And Dr. Elam, that has here. At some point, I'm sure that you don't have all your time. Maybe you want to chip in for 1 second to a few remarks, and then we'll continue.
I think you covered the important points I see about the strategy. I had seen these. I mean, needless to say, this is a tremendous progress forward in our work in Africa. And it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. My hope is that this is a harbinger for what we need to do forward. I also think it's very, very important that we make this work regenerate itself through Africans, that we grow this work in the months and years to come by bringing more Africans into the family of our work, rather than simply bring people to serve Africa, because Africa has capabilities, has skills, has knowledge. And if in certain areas we can help, we will help. But it has to be entirely African, Pierre. It's very, very important. And the capacities are here, I'm certain. So I'm very pleased with the progress you made. Would like to continue focusing on accomplishments, not words, on people on the ground, on trainings on the ground, on new registrars on the ground. We are in discussions with the African Development Bank still about a potential partnership so we can help with registrars. All of this should happen in the months to come. And you need to judge him first and me second on what we get done, not what we say. So if we put plans, please have a scorecard on us and keep it live. Because if we don't perform and we don't hear back from you, then this is not a live community. And I know you are. So, again, thank you for the leadership. Thank our partners, ISOC, who have really already shown here on the ground in the last few days, certainly, with Mr. Bekele here, a real partnership between ISOC and ICANN. Afrinik with our friends, and Adiel was here until this morning. He had to leave. The real partnership with him. Because through partnerships, we will succeed. Even just what Afrinik is doing, the French CCTLD in Africa, to partner and leverage together. We have the same goals, exactly the same goals. So thank you again. Thank you.
Fadi, for those words that are encouraging for us. I will now leave it to Ray. Ray has been really part and parcel of this, of course, together with Mike Seiber, with George Sadowski, and many board members. Sebastian used to say, to tell me, he is my soldier, that he's ready to really assist. And so I really like to thank them, recognize them. Ray is going to take a few minutes to... he said he's going to really create trouble to us. But I know him. He really wants to push us, you know, to work. So I said, well, I would like to give him some time to really tell us what he feels, you know, and what we are doing. So Ray, please, it's us.
Thank you, Pierre. At the meeting that we held earlier this year in Addis Ababa, I identified three attributes that are needed to enable us to develop a strategic plan that will marshal and energize and focus our time, talent, and treasure to move down the path to success. Those attributes that I identified were initiative, collaboration, and leadership. And what I'd like to do today would be to take a second look at those attributes and to frame a look at our progress to date and what we must do to move forward to success. So, if you recall, for those of you that were there, when I had the honor of addressing you, I took off my jacket and tie, and so why not do it again? And I did this as a symbolic gesture that it was time to begin to work. So, I'm going to do that again, because it really is time to begin to do some work. So, got that done. I got some other things I'll play with you today, too. So.
You can join Ray if you wish, but don't get carried away.
That was the other thing. I issued the initiative, the invitation to anyone that wanted to, fine. Just please allow for the decorum of the room. In speaking of initiative, we naturally look at those inspirational first steps that we take to formulate ideas about what needs to be done. So we've taken those first steps. We did that in Mauritius. It's reflected in this document, pamphlet, and it's reflected in several different areas. So in the strategy for, we developed this in Mauritius, and it was reported in Toronto, and some additional discussions were held in Addis. But initiative doesn't stop here. It must continue. It must continue so that specific projects can be developed and their associated plans written, so that the objectives, and if you look at this thing, there are a lot of objectives in here, that, and they've been developed by Africans for Africa, can succeed. And despite all of the glowing things that Fadi has said, unfortunately, we have not done all that we can do here. He said this is the beginning. It is the beginning, but much, much more must be done. So we must do more. Enough said on that. In speaking of collaboration, I noted that everyone must work together to keep the strategic plan fresh and to complete projects that accomplish the African objectives. By keeping it fresh, we've got to keep on renewing that. It has to keep on being renewed because time and circumstances and environments are going to change. So, and in particular, we need to come together. We must not be distracted, as we are from time to time, about what the multi-stakeholder model is or who it includes. We must recognize that we are all stakeholders, no matter how we think of ourselves, whether it be from names or numbers or businesses or civil societies or governments. The multi-part of that is us, the stakeholders we all are. So we should never really allow ourselves to be sidetracked into discussions about the multi-stakeholder model. We are it. If you want to see it, look in the mirror. So in that regard, Africans must find better ways to work together. As Adil said the other day in the DNS forum, Africans cannot just attend a forum or a meeting and just go home. That is so true. And unfortunately, that happens all too often. Partnerships must be forged. ICANN is offering a tent under which such partnerships can be built. ICANN does not have to be a partner in every endeavor in the African strategy, but it can and will facilitate the activities of these partnerships that are striving to succeed and will partner where necessary. Our focus must not be on what form these partnerships will take, but rather it must be on forming them into effective and efficient working relationships. So, regardless of the form, the ways and means that collaboration takes, collaboration must exist for success to be attained. Time has passed for Africans to create partnerships in Africa. Let's get on with this. And let me take a little side note here. It's been often said and noted that a lot of the greatest ideas in the world are created by people sitting around the table, perhaps with a few beverages and a napkin, and they start drawing things out on this napkin. And that is very, very true. A lot of the ideas have started on napkins. So I've got some napkins here if you guys want to use them. So feel free to come up and get one. In Addis, I stated that Africa has benefit from having excellent, dedicated leaders. At this morning's opening ceremony, that was clearly demonstrated. The leaders that are participating in the Africa strategy must become more engaged in pushing the initiative effort. They must actively develop projects within the African strategy. They must actively keep the strategy dynamic, and evolve it to meet the changing needs in Africa. Critically, and I'll say this again, critically, they must be actively engaged in forging partnerships among themselves, among their organizations, and forging partnerships between these organizations and ICANN. It doesn't do anybody a lot of good for individual organizations to all stovepipe to ICANN. The strength in Africa comes from Africans working together. So form different partnerships and coalitions. You don't have to sign MOUs and give up your sovereignty or whatever it is to do this, to work together. And then where it's needed, form a partnership with ICANN. If you just need some facilitation help, you're in the ICANN tent. It'll be there provided to you as appropriate. But it's there. And it's up to you to take advantage of it. If in the end, the only thing that happens is that ICANN goes around Africa conducting some training sessions and does a few workshops in here and there, the African strategy will have failed. The African strategy is only going to succeed when Africans work together. So the other thing that leaders must do, they must reach beyond their own organizations and look at emerging activities and bring those activities into these partnerships. And lastly, as I said in Addis, more leaders are needed. The graybeards, and Nia, I'm not necessarily talking about you. Mohammed and Nia pointing at each other, but okay. Have done well. But unfortunately, they cannot live forever. New leaders are here in Africa. They must be found and brought on board. We saw and heard from one this morning. So to paraphrase his words, we cannot wait. Let's just get started. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ray, for pushing us. And definitely, in fact, that young leader you saw this morning, we got him out of implementing our Africa strategy. He was quite, he gave a very powerful message in Lusaka. And we are also going to move forward this week. On Wednesday, we are really having kind of 10 of them coming to actually show what they've been doing. So this is the kind of leadership we are seeing for the African future. So definitely you are right for that. Good. We are not making good in terms of timing. Yes, please. One more shot, but second, yeah. Because we have so many things to
do. Earlier, Fadi said, keep a scorecard on him and Pierre. There's a better scorecard for you to keep. Keep one on yourselves.
Okay, good. At this point in time, we need really to be serious because we want to get into this award thing that some of our nominees are waiting for. But it's going to happen at starting from 2 o'clock. We still have a round table. I dare not open for questions. So I would like to, unless I have very urgent one or two, then I would like us to move on to the next. Andy?
Later.
Yeah, okay, good. Panel. Okay. Shall we do the panel at this point? Yes. Okay. No, you can't. They're going to come. Okay. Sorry. Then we move them, please.
Thanks. As our panelists come to the stage, let me thank Pierre and the introducers of the session. We're going to spend a few minutes now on, we called it a round table. It's not round, it's a little bit more of a panel discussion. To introduce myself, my name is Chris Mondini. I'm part of Global Stakeholder Engagement at ICANN. Since January, I focused on business engagement. But in the early days of Fadi's tenure, starting after Prague, I was fortunate enough to be there for the formation of the Africa Strategy Working Group and work with many of the leaders that are here today. So I'm pleased to be able to help out today with moderating the session. The purpose of the panel really is to bring together a mix of DNS leaders from both Africa and other regions, and talk a little bit about the initiatives and the results and the outcomes of the DNS forum that took place earlier during the weekend. This, as you've heard, was an ISOC, AFTLD, ICANN jointly organized event, and I came with expectations that were exceeded. It was a great honor to be there in the room. The numbers of people there, the energy was fantastic, and though again it was very moderated panels with not much time for interaction during the sessions, I could see that on the margins that there was incredible interaction, incredible sharing of ideas, and a lot came out that we'll be sharing with you today. So with that, let me just please introduce our panelists. We have Paulos Nyirenda of AFTLD. We have Mohamed Diop, who is of Keul.com. Next to him is Pierre Bonis from AFNIC. Dr. Jim Galvin, who leads strategic partnerships for Afilias, and our own ICANN board member, and our Mike Silber, who I want to take the opportunity to say thank you for hosting us as one of the wonderful South African community members. It's been a great pleasure to be here. It's
an absolute pleasure. And having heard about Chris's surfing activities, we had to choose Durban because I can't wait to see him in a wetsuit out on the waves.
So to kick it off, I was at the early part of the session of the DNS forum, Lynn Centimore really challenged the group to come away with one initiative. She said, there'll be a lot of ideas surfaced, but each one of the participants should come away with one initiative that they're going to go home and enact. And so I know for those of you that were there, there were several that were cited, but in no particular order, Paulos, is there a particular initiative or idea that was surfaced that was new that you're either going to enact or recommend?
Thank you, Chris. Yes, I think that the forum provided us with a very good opportunity to interact, to discuss issues on the DNS industry in Africa. I think one of the biggest ideas that came out was increased cooperation. We do realize we have a lot of issues, challenges to address in Africa, and we need to find solutions. And I think that the idea that came out of the forum really is to have increased cooperation to sort out these ideas. The forum demonstrated this in a way. The forum was a partnership between AFTLD, ISOC, and ICANN. But this week, I think we have had the benefit to build this a little bit more. AFTLD, for the first time, for example, is developing a partnership from here with AUC, with the African Union. So it is this that really showed up very well from the forum.
Thank you. Pierre, if I can jump to you with regard to what you heard in the forum, what was the top new idea or the top couple of initiatives that you were struck by in terms of what could specifically be implemented?
Okay, thank you, Chris. That was a very intense and 2 days discussions. A lot of ideas emerged. And we had a wrap-up that was done by the organizers with several ideas. I will point out two of them, maybe. The first was recognizing the need to deploy the automatization. I don't know if it's very English, automation. Of the registries in Africa. Having said that, it's a huge task. Several partners have committed to help, and it seems that it's one of the most urgent tasks. The second one was about having statistics and data on the CCTLD in Africa. We had an excellent presentation by Center and LAC-TLD, and I think everyone in the room wanted to commit to have the same kind of presentation from AFTLD within 1 year, having real data and statistics on all the African TLDs. It will help the investors. It will help to know what is the real business down there. So these are the two main ideas that I wanted to highlight.
Yeah, the data presentation was incredible, and I really felt for the participants from Africa that to be able to have that base information of registrations and the state of the market and the activity, you need a baseline. So did I hear you correctly that as in the AFTLD meeting, there was a commitment between now and a certain date to work toward getting that data? Is there any? Is there a specific measure for
maybe,
that?
Maybe Paulus will be more able to answer. Sure. The only thing I want to point out is that There are on the ground partnerships between ISOC, AFTLD, AFNIC, and others to work on collecting this data.
Yeah.
So we have to work harder to make sure that we'll be able to collect all the data needed.
Yeah. Sure, Carlos.
Thank you, Pierre. Yes, actually, FTLD is running a project. We're calling it the observatory where this data would be collected. So we have a project, FTLD in partnership with ISOC and ICANN to run this project. It's very critical that we have this data. Yes.
Great. Mohammed, did you want to comment also on a particular initiative or idea that you gleaned from the DNS forum that you found useful?
Well, I think that the first thing is to recall a little bit the history of this project, that the African strategy implementation, when people were discussing, it comes from the fact that we realize that the DNS industry in Africa is very weak. And when we talk about a weak industry, we try to analyze it, where the weaknesses are from the supply side and from the demand side. And on both sides, we have make a deep reflection about, deep thought about how we can challenge this. And there was an action plan that is related to the CCTLD that is handled by AFTLD. There is another action plan that comes to the middle intermediaries that are the registrar who are facing the end users and who are supposed to bring the product, the services, and the content that the population is needed. And on the other side, we have the users who need to be educated, to be protected, to know more about the right and responsibility. And it's all about this. And when we talk about ICANN become stronger, I think that this is really challenging for ICANN, because a strong ICANN means strong stakeholders. If the stakeholders in Africa are weak, ICANN cannot be strong in Africa. So that's really, this is why it is important for ICANN to support the initiative to have more registrar, more actors who know what responsibility means. And we have that incubator program that our goal is really to help, because Fadi have, during our last meeting in Addis Ababa, committed himself saying that we will try, as ICANN, to have more than 25 registrars for the next 2 years. We, as African, we say that it's too small. We're going to try to have, for the next 2 years, more than 100 registrars in all Africa. So this is what Africa deserves. We have 54 countries. We are 1 billion people, all of them looking for more and better services on the internet, and internet becoming more and more strategic. So our goal is to be more present in discussion regarding the policy matter issues, because the regulation, all of them are looking to get people who understand these things and as partners who bring them the solution on how they're going to better manage for the good sake of their countries. So there's a lot of issues running, and I'm not seeing just one being able to fulfill it. So it means that there's a lot of things that need to be done. There are more awareness that need to be built. There are more training that need to be done for our leaders, for our political leaders, for our economists. And we need also to show to the young people that there's more boulevard for opportunities. Mm-hmm. And there's more jobs that can be created in the DNS industry. There are more businesses that can be created. And Africa is a young continent, and all our young people are looking for opportunities. Is the DNS in Africa be able to create more than 100,000 jobs for the next year? These are the questions we need to give real answers, and I think that there's a lot of hope, going that way.
That's fantastic. Thanks. Jim, we were talking about partnerships and ways to develop capacity, and you had some ideas on that topic from the affiliates' point of view. Can you share them?
Yes. Thank you, Chris. I'd like first to start by taking my cue from Fadi this morning and Ray at the beginning of this session and pointing out that I'm not wearing a suit, I have no jacket or tie on, and I think that means I'm already working, right? So rather than responding with a question or an initiative, having listened to the DNS forum and participated in it and listening to the discussion since then, what we would like to offer is to suggest that Afilias would look for partnerships with registries in particular and others in the African region and offer to you secondary DNS services that you could use. This would allow you to focus on building your infrastructure internally in your own country and in your own region, and we would work with you to facilitate a global visibility of your DNS services so that you could have that access externally and make that available to you. As a provider of world-class DNS services, you know, we want to bring that expertise and help you in developing your businesses and your activities. The other specific suggestion that I would like to make and that we would offer to help with is something the African region should do as part of its activities here is build a mentoring program for executives in particular. So registry executives, registrar executives, and other significant infrastructure and service providers. And we would be prepared to participate in that, and we should seek others who have been in this business and looking would like to partner to help grow registry and registrar businesses in this region. And we would be willing to contribute to that mentorship program and offer some of those executive mentoring opportunities to businesses in the region.
That's so great.
Thank you.
That's great. That's a wonderful idea, and I think, again, something that was surfaced between this mix, this wonderful mix of participants that came together. Were there others that, like this, in terms of the mentorship program, were there any others that, because I missed the last part of the wrap-up, but were there other offers that arose from either direction, either intra-African capacity building or from other regions of the world that you care to mention? Please.
I think that we need to talk a little bit about the program that have been in the brochure and in this African strategic plan is the incubator for registrars. I think that it's just because the IF registrar is the youngest boy in the IF Stars organization, because we have these IF Stars that have been created for AFRINIC, AFNOC, AFTLD, and IF Registrar is the latest one that have been created. And we realize that as registrars that get experience, the one that have been established, we got 5 countries in which we got registrars existing now. And our goal is through an incubator program. We have discussing this with AFRINIC, we have discussing this with AFTLD as well. We did not end up with a complete and full-fledged program already plugged, but in fact, our goal is in the next coming months that we'll be able to roll out and start the incubator program, because there is a strong need expressed by young people who are in the web developing business or are in the hosting business who really need for assistance, and no one else can help them better than the AF Registrar organization. So our goal is really to make that happen the quickest way in order to get an answer to that request, to that that question that young entrepreneurs in our different countries in Africa are raising.
Mike, did you want to...
Sorry, just for the scribes, that was Mohammed Diop. Obviously, it's been a while since he was on the board, so they've forgotten what your voice sounds like, Mohammed.
The incubator initiative from this, I think we'll be hearing a little bit more toward the end of the session about that, but I know it's one that's eagerly awaited. I also do know that we had a foretaste, as you heard this morning, of the kind of young entrepreneurial energy that we'll be presenting at the next Africa-related session, which we're looking forward to seeing. I wanted to ask a question, too, because it arose as the particular challenges for ICANN accreditation. And I know I heard some presentations, some people who participated over the weekend in the DNS forum floated some ideas of cooperative ideas or initiatives Could you share some of those or comment? Please.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, I think we did discuss some ideas on, for example, how to grow the registrar business. One of the biggest challenges that was identified was financing for growing registrars on the continent. It was discussed in various ways that to become a registrar, an ICANN accredited registrar does cost a lot of money, and there isn't a lot of capacity to fund or to find that kind of money for people who are aspiring to become ICANN accredited registrars. So proposals were made, for example, to engage with ICANN on how to build a partnership with other financing institutions like banks. So, for example, to have a funding mechanism where someone aspiring to become a registrar could get the money under this to cover things like the registration, the insurance, and so forth. And to have this in one place so that they could tap it for accreditation with various registries instead of making multiple payments, instead of making multiple, signing multiple agreements. So one facility which would assist. So this was one of the suggestions that came out from the forum. And it's one that actually points to a partnership on the continent to have such facilities available. Because the capacity to make such large payments is not available. Thank you.
I have to add that there was another issue, that is the insurance one, that have been raised by many young entrepreneurs who want to get it for two reasons. The insurance company did not know much about how they can get services or some product for digital services. It's something new to them. Many of them did not have an experience on it. That's why it's it was really hard to get insurance available when it comes to do the insurance for the operations for companies who are dealing specifically with services. And I think that there is a suggestion by since the last meeting in Addis to find out an agreement with the insurance company to come closer to ICANN, specifically in Africa, in order to understand the business and try to support and have new tools or instruments that they can put in order to sort out this problem. Because this is not only a problem relevant to one country. Many of these insurance, even in all ECOWAS countries, got the same problem. And I think also that there's another point that have been raised by me is regarding the number of GTLD that can explode if they all get accreditation. And we know that specifically each registrar have to go through the accreditation with each registries. And if it comes to 1,000, so you understand how difficult it's going to be. Specifically, when it comes to put a deposit in each account of a registry, so this is going to fly immediately to an amount of money that will not be, understandable in an area where really people are not rich enough. The few resources we got, we don't want to put it as a deposit in any pocket of rich people and waiting for us to get the service. So we want to pay as we go, and this need to think about what's going to be a new way of thinking about managing deposit through one bank, as you said. If a bank come like ADB, the African Development Bank, and say that, well, I want to play the role, I know that it's important that Africa have a strong DNS industry, why not give me the role of being the bank that crystallizes all these things and play the interface for the African entrepreneurs who want to do that? It's going to be part of the discussion that we're going to have, and I think that Fadi and Tarek and all the others have raised the point that they got many friends in that area that they are willing to call round the table and try to think how they're going to sort out the problem that this new industry is facing, specifically mm-hmm. for the startup process. Thanks.
Yeah, I definitely sense that there was this power to the idea of pooling and going collectively to a financing institution, or I think the one that will be challenging is finding a global insurer to say, look, here's the opportunity, here's a continent of opportunity, and we're coming together to demonstrate that to you and educate them of what that is. And as you said, to look at creative and alternative ways to finance or pay as you go versus some of the existing setups. Was there anyone else that wanted to comment on that issue? I'm going to jump down to Mike if you want to, and then we'll come to Pierre.
Chris, thank you. It's Mike Silber. I'm very encouraged, and unfortunately because of board engagements and committee and other meetings, I wasn't able to attend the forum, so I'm very encouraged to hear real practical work that is getting to the sleeves rolled up, jackets off, ties off type of approach that Ray was talking about. I'm very encouraged by identification of practical issues that need to be overcome rather than a general shrugging of shoulders and we don't know how to go forward and we need help. I'm also really encouraged by Phileas's very kind offer. I think it's the sort of very appropriate offer that will help grow skills on the continent. Up until now, I'm used to international providers of registry services or back-end registry providers coming along and offering to just provide services and saying, don't worry, we'll take the headache off you. You know, we'll take the services over for you. You just go and sell the names. We'll do everything in the background. You don't develop any skills because you don't need any skills. You just need to sell. We'll do everything in the background. This is the sort of approach, and I'm not saying Phileas has ever approached me or anybody else I know with that sort of approach, because it's other parties. This is the sort of approach that I find really encouraging because it indicates that they're not in it just to try and build a market for themselves. And even then, the market is barely a profitable one in providing secondary DNS services. Most of us do that for our friends and neighbours at no cost. But offering to do it without knowing the people, simply because they are who they are, is, I think, incredibly encouraging. Offering to mentor people is incredibly encouraging. I have to respond, though, about this comment about 100,000 jobs, because I doubt the DNS industry actually has built 100,000 jobs around the globe. I think you've got to look at the secondary services that come into it. Issues like banking and insurance, as people were discussing. The fact that you need people in insurance who understand the DNS industry and are willing to work in Africa. That's where the jobs are going to be. In hosting, in secure hosting facilities, so that African registries and registrars don't have to go to a European or US data center because they can't find the appropriate level of service within their own country or their own continent. The connectivity providers, and my day job is working for a connectivity provider, having to provide the levels of service to ensure that those data centres are connected, ensuring that the customers can get it. And most importantly, I have to say, I think the biggest opportunity for registrars in Africa is in terms of payments and the payment space. Right now, there are so many registrars out there offering reseller programs. And I don't regard resellers in any way negatively. I think it's a fantastic foot in. And for many people, it's enough of a foot in. They don't ever want to get totally immersed. Being a reseller suits them perfectly. They don't want to go through the full process of accreditation and becoming a registrar. Being a reseller has many of the advantages and almost none of the hassle. What we're talking about, though, is as a registrar in Africa, I believe the unique selling point is your ability to interact with your local and your neighboring payment systems, because that's another area. And Dr. Ibrahim is not here because I was going to add an additional portfolio into her already stretched infrastructure portfolio where she's looking at roads, where she's looking at electricity and communications. And that's the question of banking and payment systems, because many, if not all, most if not all African countries still have some form of exchange control. There are some restrictions around externalizing money. Very few Africans have access to credit cards, which is the most commonly used mechanism for people to make payment for the or end users to make payment for the purchase of domain names. But there have been real innovation in the payment space in Africa over the last 10 years. Mobile payments, other payment systems that have come into being, but mobile payments in particular, is national only for starters because it's tied into the mobile networks, but is a unique opportunity to actually break open the stranglehold that currently exists because of a lack of credit cards. And even then, many African credit cards are not usable outside of Africa because there's a perception in some places that those cards are being used to perpetrate fraud if used outside of the continent. I have colleagues from Nigeria who've moaned and bewailed the fact that they can't use their credit card, whether they're present or not, for purchases outside of the country. I believe that's where the real difference lies. I think that's where the unique opportunities are, is bringing along those third-party providers, making them understand the benefit, making data center providers excited about building a data center in your country because of the amount or the volume of work that there will be. I think it's making people aware that a US or a European country can't actually operate in your country because it's not a standard credit card-based payment system. You're the only one who really can tap into the local payment system and actually make this work. And I think that will then have such massive trickle-on effects that we'll start seeing some of the benefits that we only dreamed of, not just for ICANN, but for the individuals involved.
Yeah, so that's great. I can think it does kind of indicate this point we were making about the potential for Africa-based entrepreneurial solutions to actually, on the demand side, spur development in DNS space. I promised that we would keep to time, so we're going to wrap up. Did you want to have a comment, Pierre? And then I'll ask the remaining three of you have a final word.
I'll be very quick because this idea has been discussed already, but I would like to come back on the automation of registries because you can have as much registrars, and that's good to have more registrars, but if the interface between a registrar and the registry is manual, is poorly managed, is difficult to handle, then the African registries are going to sell non-African TLDs. Right. And one part of the wealth will go somewhere else. Of course, a registrar has to sell every TLD it can. But if he can sell also the national one, the CC, it's better. And there is a work to do on it. I totally agree with the fact that there are new solutions that are not to outreach all the registry operation abroad. There are systems that can be deployed easily. And there was a proposal made, a very concrete one, to have a session as soon as possible with most of the industry who sells or give automation system for registries, for the CCs to make their choice, to know technically how it works, what fits better their needs, and they come back home with a clear idea of what system they want to deploy. I think we are talking about 5 or 6 or 7 industry leaders. That's very easy to organize. And within these solutions that can be deployed in the registries, you also have African solutions that has been made in Africa. There is one I just wanted to talk about very quickly that has been built in cooperation between Senegal, Ivory Coast, and Madagascar. Mm-hmm. That works. You have others. Of course, you have the South African one. So you have a lot of things on the table. Just we have to share it. Yeah. And the commitment of Collège International de l'AFNIC, or the commitment of AFNIC, is to say, if you want to automatize your registry, we will help. You choose what you want, and we will help, whether it is technically or facilitating the exchange of experience between registries using it and registries wanting to use it. And I think this is a top priority for us.
This is it's great because it's, as you know, the expression low-hanging fruit. It's something that can be done quickly, easily. The solutions are there. It's about bringing the parties together. So I'm going to move toward wrap-up, but I've heard so far about some very specific focuses on automation, as you discussed, the formation of an observatory, gathering the data, so the next time we gather in a few months or a year from now, that we have the same kind of robust data on CCs and registries and registrars across Africa, the mentorship that Phileas has offered, and the partnerships that they've already undertaken. And it sounds like we're making progress, but there is work to do still on the finance challenges, the insurance challenges of ICANN accreditation, but that a collective approach coming as a collective market to the institutions we need to approach is what surfaced. I didn't take my tie off because there's a microphone attached to it, but I feel like we've all been working very hard. Just let's go down the row. I want to ask each of you, how do you feel at this stage of development of DNS in Africa? Paulos, in a word, how do you feel at this stage?
Thank you, Chris. One of the biggest challenges that I think that was identified, maybe it's something that I can use to wrap up, is the challenge of building adequate capacity for registrars and the DNS industry in order to ensure sustainability of the business. In FTLD, we've been doing something about this to build capacity through training, through registry operations. But this week, the challenge has been raised that we need to expand this to cover other things like governance models for CCTLDs. So building capacity is an important issue. Most of the registries are really at a level which is not sustainable, and they lack manpower. So this is an area also where we need to see additional partnerships close there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mohamed?
Well, I think that if you allow me just 1 minute for talking about this job creation and that hope that we have in that industry, I think that just regarding my comment on it's too enthusiastic to think that we cannot make these 100,000 jobs in this DNS industry. Let's take numbers, just example, in 30 seconds to give you an example that how job opportunity we can create in that industry. If a domain name is working properly, don't think about only technical position, technical staff. A DNS can be managed by two people in a country, okay. If you talk about the people, how many resellers you can create, that exists because you're selling domain names. How many people from the marketing side will start going through the small organization trying to advertise and to market these things? How many lawyers, legal person, and can put their choose in it and start talking about intellectual property and doing stuff.
So I can tell you and Mike are going to have a very vigorous debate about the numbers,
but I understand
the point.
But it's because we're talking Africa, we're not talking technical DNS stuff, we're talking about the industry in itself and all the implications it got. And it's because we really, it's not a hope. We believe strongly that if the DNS is performing well, if the CCTLD are managing properly the DNS system, they will create a lot of opportunity for young people, not only young entrepreneurs, but a lot of job for our, people we are training who get skills in marketing, in in economy, in arts. I mean, musicians are waiting to be guided. I mean, they want to sell their things. They want people who are doing the advertising online. They want people who help them do all these things. Who's going to do it? If we get that industry working properly, deal will explode and get a tremendous opportunity for us.
I'm getting the time signal, and I know we have a group of nominees that are very eager, and the audience probably wants to hear who's won the prize. So a round of applause, please, for our panelists. Thank you all very much. And I'll turn it back to Pierre to bring us through the next stage of the session. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and yes, we would like to move on to the very last part, but then we give Alain. Alain was supposed to talk about a special project. He's rather inviting us to, okay, Alain, just for 1 second, and then we'll continue.
Yeah, just to inform people that Wednesday we have, during the DNSSEC workshop, we're going to have 1.5 hours African activity DNSSEC, so I'll be presenting a report there in detail, so please come there and we can interact and discuss more. Thank you, Pierre.
Thank you, Alain, for that. We are now moving to the very last part, and I would like to call upon the award committee members on the stage here, Lee, and all the members, you know, to come, all the members to come here, please. Steve was in the room. He will be joining you because Steve will be handing over the awards. But the committee is going to take us through the whole process, what they did exactly to actually nominate people, and then we move on, please. You are on the... Okay. We've now reached the stage of the African Domain Name Industry Award 2013. And all the nominees or those who applied will appreciate they come forward so that we can go through it quickly. We have barely 5-10 minutes to do this, and I intend to be on time. So if you allow me, I'll do that. My first comment is to thank ICANN for the initiative, and a lot of credit goes to Pierre, of course, Fadi, and Steve for this initiative. Likewise, ISOC has been very supportive, and I've participated in the activities we've been doing, and so good thanks goes to Dawit, a good friend of mine from years, and I see Walda is also here. So, ISOC, we thank you, and we hope next year you'll give us even more support. Of course, we must thank the nominees or the applicants. It was quite a competitive activity. We had 10 contestants, and we congratulate them all for participating with us. So please, let's give them a quick hand so that they also are part of it. As you can see, my colleagues are here, so I'd like them to also just wave at you, and we thank them for their effort. So please, if you can, wave. Okay. Every one of the nominees or the applicants will receive a certificate from the award committee or the award process in recognition of their participation to the African Domain Name Industry Award 2013. So all of you are recognized for the effort you put in to complete our questions and to give us some details about your operation, and we thank you very much for that. So everyone will receive a certificate of recognition for their contribution in the process of building a strong DNS industry in Africa. So I immediately go now, if I'm permitted, to give the awards. Since I don't see Steve or Fadi, I'd like to invite Steve and Walda to come and join me in giving out the awards. As is usually done, All right, we start with the runner-ups, and we'll do first the registrar, and the story goes like this. This is a recently accredited registrar, but has been a local registrar for a long time. This registrar has contributed to local implementation of EPP of a registry, and has been engaged sufficiently in community activities, and would like to, in that regard, recognize Diametrix, and I call upon Pierre to deliver the award. So if there's a representative of Diametrix, please come and receive the award. Pierre.
Thank you very much for this. Diametrix is probably the newest ICANN accredited registrar. Literally a few months ago, we became ICANN accredited. With all the issues that were discussed with the African panel, I think they're all pertinent. The African industry, the African initiative, has so much to do and has so much to grow. Literally, Africa is where it's all going to happen over the next few years. Thank you very much.
So we're moving right along, and as you can imagine, we'll go to the second prize in the registry side. This award for second prize for registry goes to a CCTLD that is recognized, game changes. This second prize goes to a CCTLD that has been recognized for good governance structure.
It's not for me.
That has been recognized for having developed and maintained a good governance structure. It's not the largest registry on the continent, but it's a very promising registry. And it's been noted for having the largest number of registrars that are providing services to registrants for the registry. And that happens to go to TZ. And please, to help me give the award, Madam Walder, if you would do that for me.
I would like to thank all the DNSC industry members within the continent because this has been possible through the collaboration within the country, through a PPP between the private sector and public sector in Tanzania. And to receive this award, basically I have a representative from the regulator, from the government. They are seated around there. So maybe they can come forward so that we take a picture together. I have one member from the regulator.
Not now.
And basically, we have been collaborating with the FTLD, though we started effectively in 2009, but through collaboration with the FTLD, ISOC, ICANN, NSRC, and individuals like Alan and Aina, we have achieved what they have observed and recognized for our effort. So we are really inspired, and we try to do better than what we have achieved today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Of course, there will be time after for us to take some pictures, so bear with us because I think I'm under pressure to conclude real shortly. Okay, so now we come to the actual, these are the runner-ups. We'll come to the winners. And I'll like to ask Steve to assist in doing that honor for the two. And we'll do first the registrar, and then we'll do the registry. Okay. This registrar is the first operational African registrar, and this registrar has been known for promoting local content and innovation and has contributed significantly in his environment regarding cultural content and many other things. He has provided, the leader of this organization has provided leadership in the entire community and is very well recognized for his efforts. And this award goes to Kiwo.
I have to say this is not fair because Mohammed's an old friend. We don't need to get together like this. We get together in other ways. It's just an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
We have two things. Don't drop that. And here is the award.
Thank you.
And let me just say congratulations.
Thank you. And, thank you.
As I say, a real pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm really honored of this. I think that if I have one message that I can give to all this young generation looking at us, is this award is for all the pioneers that are trying to make Africa participating in that global revolution, that one that is we are all proud of. And I think that what we have just tried is try to show the road on participation. I'm not a DNS expert, but I was just trying to show to young leaders that, hey guys, follow me because there is a need for a stronger presence of Africa in the DNS industry. And thank you very much for that. And this award goes to the staff of my company who are dedicating their all hours, days and night, trying to give satisfaction to the Senegalese and all the customers we got worldwide. And thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. Now we've reached the final, very final, for the registry. This registry is recognized as being by far the largest on the continent. It has the longest history on the continent of CCTLD operation, and it also has the most competitive pricing for wholesale, the lowest on the continent. This award goes to the CCTLD.za. And with that, I ask ZADNA and ZACR to come and receive the award.
What a pleasure. Hello, sir. So I get the pleasure of presenting to both of you, and it will be a challenge to your cooperation skills to share both this and this. And I can only say congratulations, and again, thank you for your hosting, and it just goes with everything else that you're running a first-class operation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I'd like to thank the sponsors and the assessment panel. This is a tremendous honor for the ZA Central Registry and for the ZA namespace. And I'd like to thank in particular the staff who are attending this meeting and our staff back at home. This is a testimony to the hard work that they've put in and the innovation that they've brought to this namespace. This goes out to the ZA Central Registry, to the ZA Domain Name Authority, Domain Name Services, and all our registrars out there. Thank you very much.
Well, as a regulator, I thought let him speak, since you've heard me this morning. So once again, on behalf of ZADNA, thank you very much for this award. And like Neil did, I also want to thank my co-directors on ZADNA. It's been a tortuous road, as I mentioned, the long road that we've had to walk. We're probably halfway there, so once again, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Two quick announcements. The first one is that there will be a group photograph of the nominees and those who receive the awards after. And the second quick one is that there is a check with those who won the awards of $5,000 each. And please thank ICANN for this one.
Yeah, so if you want to know what we do with all that extra money. Thank you, Nee. First class job. Thank you, Pierre. Congratulations to everybody. Thank you. And particularly to the Internet Society for organizing all this. Thank you.
We're done.
And the group photo is where? Let's finish. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Photo. How many people are in the photo?
10 plus. Yes.